Jesus summoned and then began to send. Our gospel passage today begins with these two very important verbs. It begins our gospel passage and it begins our Christian lives, each of us, when we come to that awareness that God is real, that God has something to say to us in our lives. This dynamic of being called and sent is essential to our understanding of what we're doing as Christians here in the world. Being called and being sent. The Second Vatican Council affirmed this in very clear terms, reminding us that the church, this pilgrim church on earth, as we go through this life, has a missionary character by its very nature. The church exists in order to help bring the love of God to others, to spread this gospel message. And so each of us, within this context, the big picture of the church on earth, each of us has that same dialogue going on with God, that same being called by God, letting ourselves be found by God, and then saying yes when He wants to send us into the world in our particular circumstances to bring His love to others, to bring this good news that is the gospel eventually to the whole world. Now it's refreshing to recall that this comes from God's initiative. We look at the biblical testimony that we see and we listen to today in that reading from the book of Amos. We're reminded that God is the one who calls us first. The fact that we are here is, first and foremost, as a result of God's initiative. We have to remind ourselves of that sometimes. We recognize we're not here just because what's our Sunday morning routine, or, well, I grew up Catholic and this is part of the culture, or not even because the church gives me a nice structure in which to raise my kids. Now, all these things may be good and true, but more fundamentally, we are here because God has called each and every one of us by name, just as He did the prophet Amos. Now that call from God, it often shakes us up. We hear that almost humorous scene that talks about the prophet's call in the book of Amos, where he says, look, I wasn't a prophet. I wasn't part of some sort of traveling band of prophets trying to do that with my life. I was just pasturing sheep and dressing sycamores. It was God who called me out of that in order to come and speak His word. God's call comes to each of us individually in our particular lives and circumstances, but it often has that character of shaking us up a little bit, maybe changing our plan, the way we thought things were going to be coming together. God takes this initiative, and then we're asked to respond. We're told in today's gospel that the people that Jesus calls in a particular way, He also gives authority over unclean spirits. He gives authority to heal. He gives authority to bring His presence into the world in a very special way. God indeed continues to give His church authority. But we have to be careful of how we understand this concept of authority, how we wield it as a church or as Christians. We believe that the truth of God has been revealed to us. However, we know that we live in a cultural climate, as the cultural commentators tell us, as sociologists, and even our own experience tells us. We're in a time in this post-modernity, in the time of millennials and Gen Zers after that. One of the marking characteristics is that there's sort of a mistrust of authority in and of itself. The fact that the church says so is no longer sufficient often to let that gospel reach the hearts of the people that we try to reach. We may struggle with this ourselves, struggling with the question of authority. It's in the very air we breathe, this sort of mistrust. And that's why it's so important for the church, as she carries her authority to preach the truth of God into the world, to do this in a very delicate way, to do this in a way modeled on the way that Jesus asked His first apostles to do it. Not to go out with worldly power, not to go out trying to beat people over the head, but rather He tells them, take nothing for the journey. Nothing but a walking stick. A walking stick and a friend, He says. Go out two by two, take this walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts, just sandals, no second tunic, We have here this imagery of Jesus' followers, those who were sent, being stripped down to the essentials. So the word that they preach to others is coming from authentic faith. It's not coming from worldly accolades or any other kind of worldly power. Now, I'm not suggesting that each of us only walk around with a walking stick and only one pair of sandals, but it does give us pause to consider our relationship with material things, whether they're helping us out in our relationship with God and our mission as disciples, or getting in the way. The church is called, each one of us is called, by God, and then sent into the world to take his message. We're given this beautiful authority that comes not as a privilege, but rather as a responsibility. God says, I want to draw you into my heart, give you this special insight into my love for the world. And then he asks us to go out and carry that to others. Today, we consider our call. It may come very gradually. It may come surprisingly, as it did for Amos, when he was just shepherding his sheep and snipping trees. But each of us is called. God has a particular mission in mind for each of us to advance the kingdom of God. We consider our call today. We give thanks for this insight into God's love. And we renew our ability to say, here I am, Lord. Send me.